SF 90.1 FM, and we hope you have a great holiday season.
Quasi-cerebral talk and tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You are tuned in to Typically Tuesdays. Here on CJSF 90.1 FM, we are the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Ketse, Kwikwetlem, and Stolo First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie. Here's the deal with today's show. It's gonna be like basically Music Monday. I realized a few weeks ago that even though I've been like putting pretty cool music onto the program, I wasn't sure if I'd been putting on music on the show that I like urgently need people to listen to. I felt like unintentionally somehow I had been what the children call gatekeeping some really rad tunes that I've been listening to the past year for a myriad of reasons. So we're gonna change that today. We'll get started with a track that is not new. This is not new, but it's still really good because it's nearly the end of the year, you know? I mean, it is the end of the year. Is it? Time. Who knows? Here's Shad, Ian Kamau, and Eternia. Another year.
In the end, I guess the moral of the story is that the war continues within us.
Another year in Toronto. Another drunk in a bar. Barf in a parquet. Another dunk for DeMar. More junk of the hearts. Beats in the trunk of the car. On a hard drive. I'm talking from the junction of Scarves. Trump is in charge and they trump up the charges. Told my man that maybe he should move up here, but we get bummed to the margins. Marv. Many kids starve. Mumbling bars. We're numb to the numbers of people sleeping under the stars. Can't argue that the lump is enlarged now. Greed is a sickness far worse than that lung full of SARS. We're number one in the charts. Only one in the pews. Planes and clouds in the skies. Cranes down in the highs, crowded abuse. I wonder how much housing is used. Downtown under construction, sounding loud and confused. Down tempo and woozy, hard techno and trap. Got the last one.
Another night in Toronto, an autumn walk through the park. Another heart fills with sorrow from a shot in the dark. And yet, another tomorrow that we both didn't see. A disagreement turned argument we both didn't need. I say you never consider, you say that I never care. Your arms are crossed on the couch, I'm gonna go get some air. Beyond the park, I cross Jarvis in front until young. We're young, somewhat undone by the city we're from. An empty plate with no meal, a shining knife and a fork. The smartest artists all jump on the plane to New York. You tell me that I should settle, as if staying's a choice. But I've been using my music, so you've been losing your voice. I feel the constant control, you feel the constant neglect. You're scared of developers aiming at our neighborhood next. And I fear the same people tasked to serve and protect. Where do we walk in the city where the police are a threat? If we object to the mention of being pushed to the edge, they politely ignore us, say that we're driving a wedge. But our rent, it soars higher like the gulls by the lake. They either build or destroy, we either give or we take. I get a text on my phone, I see your name with a face, with a wink and a smile. When I arrived, we embraced. Your arms closed over my shoulder, my hands woven on your waist. Sweet and sour September, bitter moments to taste. I hope that we never scar, though we are licking the wounds. Sweet and sour our city, a thousand flowers in bloom. In a glass-covered garden, downtown in the park. Your sweet and sour Toronto, help me see in the dark.
Dufferin Street, 34th Ave, Rugby Boulevard, Jarvis and Gerard. Yeah. The tide rises in me when the moon is full. I feel these lines bubble up and overflow of my soul. I watch the wind when it caresses the limbs, the tree branches older than me. The city chopped them down last week, I could have cried. My view from my window, it kind of died. Now I'm mourning at the altar of these days gone by. I filled my glass up what could have been, should have been wine, and got drunk off the illusion of time. Entitled in the worst way, living like my life is my own. We all thirsty, wonder why we don't feel whole. Slowly emerging, the evidence we out of control. It is our children that inherits this all. I want children in the worst way. Feel I should apologize though. Like I'm selfish or small-minded for not wanting much more. Or maybe it's too much to ask. Broken, walking on glass. Soaking up the curses and blessings of ancestors past. A legacy that can last. We don't see that too often. All my 30-something peoples look around and feel lost. And why is that? I had a thought, but the beat came back. I lost it. Found in the music, my senses get lost in. Often rambling with wisdom that's older than all your logic. Words are not the ultimate, feelings distort the optics. Spiritually led to follow wherever my heart is, and it took me on some detours. I still stay on topic. You want to hear something relevant, something obvious? I'll tell you how my life got started. Aborted options, and this life ain't all there is. There's more to this than trending topics, I promise. You ain't hear me though, right? Let me get off this train I'm riding on. I miss my stop just so I rock this. Let the thoughts flow where the train go. Dundas to Bloor, Royal York to the bus. 73, see where my parents rest. Ain't the best, but that's the option. And everywhere I nest, I feel like home when I get lost in this. Thank you for listening. My spirit can rest now. Rectory Street. Ewing Street.
Maybe I get something out.
Churchill
Road. Maybe I feel something out.
Bayshore Drive.
Maybe I've been something
out. I might figure something out.
Maybe we'll feel something out.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I remember that last line, it just came back. It was had snow before snow could rap. That's where I'm at, and I'll rap the track. Still fill a couple joints by him, by the way. Find him in that playlist that I hide away. Okay, what was I trying to say? Yeah. On the inside, been making big strides. Giannis, see the kid fly. Not just making the bucks or the big time. Some give time. Pour their hearts out and sit and sip wine from this vine. By the way, I miss vine. Anyways, this is what it means to me to live fine. Every day. Guess I'm still singing the same song. One about trying. Only thing that I can say without lying. I wish I knew a seed that could grow without dying. I wish that I could look you in the eyes and smile without crying. Funny thing is, I was trying to tell a joke this whole time. I think that I've been trying to say goodbye. Well, I'm open to surprise, even open to demise. Feet's planted in the city, hands is open to the skies. Once I was baptized in the ocean in a storm. In front of every force that wants to see me conform. And in front of every crowd that wants to see me perform. Every night, every morning, I'm reborn. Transformed in this war-torn soul, mind, city, globe, before we all explode.
This is Bird Note. After dark, it's our ears that connect us to the lives of birds. And one of our most familiar connections is with the lovely and mysterious hooting of great horned owls. When a pair of great horned owls calls in a duet, the female usually hoots first. And the male replies at a lower pitch. Even though females average a third larger than males, the smaller male has a bigger voice box, or syrinx. Here's the female again. Now, the male. Great horned owls may also pierce the darkness with an eerie shriek, which may signal a hungry owlet begging for food, or a female defending its nest. Adult owls also bark in response to threats. In fact, great horned owls have a lot to say. Female owls sometimes call out with high-pitched trills or hearty squawks. And great horned owls hiss, pop, meow, coo, and snap their bills. So, have a listen after dark. There may be a great horned owl in your neighborhood. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Much a banger by Eliana. That was Yebnele. That was a single version. Even though I only recently listened to her newest album that came out this year, Woleto, I wanted to play the single version because, you know, there's a little bit of shouting in the middle of it. And it's like, yeah, the sentiment is there. I guess you're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. We are doing mostly music today on the show. I have a terrible habit that I'm hoping in the next year I'll be able to like wean off of, I guess. Longtime listeners of Typically Tuesdays may know that I'm actually not a huge music listener. I like would not say that sitting down with like a cup of tea and putting on a good album or something is something that I like like to do for fun. If I'm ever listening to music, usually I'm doing something and the music is playing in the background. Even when I'm on transit as well, like, you know, it's just stuff that I'm listening to while I'm making my commute somewhere. And it usually takes me a few times to listen to an album in order to kind of draw like a solid conclusion about to the extent I like it or not. Because I guess, like, despite having hosted a talk music show for several years now, really am not exactly suited for the position, because music, I feel like, does not play as significant of a role as I think it should in my life, being a talk music show programmer. With that being said, I did discover Ileana's album and Ileana's music really late this year, like legitimately like last week, and I've been playing her album nonstop, even though it was released like maybe like 8 months ago or something like that. And that's the issue with me. I oftentimes, in a given year, I am kind of just like floating on by. You know, one or two albums will come out and I'll be like, yeah, I like that single off that album or whatever. But it's only really in the final stretch of the year, in like, I don't know, 7 weeks before the next year comes, that I really am like, wow, I have found the music that I enjoy my entire life of 2000, whatever year it is of our supposed calendar, Gregorian Judeo-Christian calendar. And so I'm trying to kick the habit next year. I have done a little bit better than I used to do in trying to listen to new music. Next year, I'm going to try to make an even more concerted effort to spread my wings and try not to follow the algorithm so much, so that I'm not having to wait, like, essentially, you know, on week 45 of the year to find my favorite album of the year, which this year, personally, possibly is a toss-up between Woleto by Ileana, Second Sighting by Paida, and Access All Areas by Flo, possibly. But, you know, there are still a few weeks left in the year, and who knows, maybe December 31st I will find the one. With that being said, that's why today's episode is a Music Monday. It's a mostly music show. I am sharing tunes that I've been listening to kind of like throughout the year that I've enjoyed but haven't felt like I should, for whatever reason, haven't shared on the program, because, you know, I'm not thinking about music a lot. Again, so contradictory. I'm full of multitudes. This is what you'll learn on Typically Tuesdays. It's that women, especially me, we as in me, I am full of, as in we are women, as in we are full of multitudes, as in I'm full of multitudes. I'm very complex. Let's listen to some more music. This next track for sure is one of my favorite songs of 2024. Hands down. It, I think, went viral several months ago, and it's a freaking banger. And it's all about wanting to escape to the underground clubs because your job is like kicking your butt so hard. Bro, relatable content. Here's 5E. Underground.
Yeah.
Very similar to Willetto by Ileana, I recently listened to Cadence Weapon's latest album, Roller Coaster Deluxe, and it very quickly became a banger of an album that I was like, why do my music listening habits, why are they garbage? Anyways, that was Shadow Band by Cadence Weapon and Mist Milano, again, off of the album Roller Coaster Deluxe. It's all about, like, technology and its impact on people's lives of people. It's about technology and its impacts on people, okay? And it is really freaking good. Like, it's like, if you are like me and a little bit of a Luddite and also like very much like AI and big tech, not something that I'm interested in. So technically you don't have to be super very much of a Luddite like I am. You just have to be kind of critical about big tech, I suppose. This is the album for you. It is really, it's very funny. It's biting with commentary, and the beats rock. They rock my socks off. They're so, each song goes so hard. Cadence Weapon, why did you have to do that? Please. But I'm grateful that you did. Anyways, go check out Roller Coaster Deluxe. I also listened to it, like, legitimately a few days ago. And I'm so glad that I did. Here is more music. We're going to go into, like, a harder... This music goes hard. Here is... Oh, also, this music... Let me say... as well. This music goes hard. This next track goes hard and is extremely sentimental. If you are like me, an old weeb, check it out. This is Glamorous Sky by Mika Nakashima as Nana from the live action movie Nana. Oh, it's so good. Listen to it. Get into it.
Thank you.